All right, here we go, man. Let me make sure I still remember how to do this. What's going on, everyone? Rob, or Everything NYG here, finally back, finally recording, finally checking in with you guys, man. I've seen a lot of people over this time that I was gone reaching out, that, you know, the really loyal listeners, the couple hundred that really were excited for each episode, coming to me and telling me, you know, where you been? What's going on? You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. I had some technical issues. The Giants were giving me mental issues. And there was just a lot of things that factored into it. But, you know, I'm not going to lie and say that the last two wins didn't definitely help. So excited to be here. Excited to talk to you guys. I'm running this one solo. We're going to break down the Giants versus the Eagles today. I'll dive a little bit into the Washington game as well. And just kind of cover exactly what I think is going right and what I think led us in the direction to, yes, we're still 3-7, but why are we 3-7 and not 0-10? And go from there. And see what we can, you know, become of it. So like I said, for those of you that are here, that are loyal, that were excited for this, thank you. I see you. You know, I always do my best to acknowledge you. And I appreciate it. And something else I want to say before we go into this, I had no idea personally that I had such a big following foreign-wise. I didn't know that there were so many people from Brazil, the UK, all over the place, Scotland, everywhere that I have seen reach out to me. And primarily, too, these guys from Brazil really came in clutch the other day, made me feel super loved from over there. So to all of you guys, thank you so much for the undying support, the constant support, and riding with me and the team from so far away every single year. So thank you, guys. That's straight to you guys. All right. So the Giants defeated the Eagles today. The Giants defeated the Eagles today. Let me say that again. We won 27-17. The Eagles will go to 3-5-1. The Giants will go to 3-7. So it was an up and down game. It was a fun game to watch. I actually thoroughly enjoyed watching this game. And I felt personally that this was one of the best performances we've seen out of the Giants as a whole in a while. I mean, you know, just realistically, I mean, Daniel Jones went on his second game now without any turnovers, no fumbles, no picks. Now, to go with that, he didn't throw a touchdown, but the guy went 21 for 28 with 244 yards passing. But then he went 9 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. And it should have been 2, and it should have been more than that. It was one was called back due to Andrew Thomas holding. But, man, have we not seen – are you not impressed with Daniel Jones' running ability? It's been outstanding. He has constantly showed me exactly why he runs the way he does and why he had that coming out of college. By so many people being so intrigued by it. I will say, though, the Wayne train, Wayne Gallman, however you want to say it, he has looked outstanding. I think that he took these chances that he's always had. I have a lot of buddies that are really big on him, and I've constantly watched him take his chances when something would happen to Barkley, and he just – I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's like a desire to outplay someone or if he's just naturally like this. I couldn't tell you which way it does go. But I can say I've been more than impressed with Wayne Gallman. Today he went 18 carries, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns on top of that. So he is now up to, I want to say, 6 on the year. He's scored in every game he started in so far, or at least got more than 2 touches in, and he's been outstanding. So somebody that we can lean on. Excuse me, I'm really happy with his performance. He even added 1 catch for 7 yards. But the thing I want to dive into as well, I think the biggest thing that stands out to me this year is the defense. The defense is so much better than I ever could have imagined they'd be this year. And I don't know if that's a credit to the coaching staff, a credit to the players coming together, or what it may be. But this defense, high key, is really good. Logan Ryan has been outstanding. I'll give Gettleman that. That was a great signing. Shouldn't have even taken him that long to sign him, but it was a great signing. Jabril Peppers, he can't cover great, but he does always rack up the tackles. He always is in the backfield for, you know, today even he had a half a sack. So he was involved in that. And I want to say it was with, I think it was one with Trent Harris, maybe. I'm not 100% sure there. But another guy that has broken out this year over and over and has played really well is Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams is the guy he never will be, just like Dexter Lawrence, really, and guys like that. They'll never fill up the stat sheet. That's not their MO. That's not what they do. But it's the unappreciated stuff that they absolutely excel at. And same thing with Dalvin Tomlinson. You know, if you look at his stats today, he did nothing, right? Nothing. But, you know, stats don't show you the pressure and things like that. So unless you look at the deep stuff. So, I mean, our D-line is outstanding. We don't have a great pass rush, But as run stuff goes, I genuinely feel this is a top three unit on the D-line. I don't see many teams other than, you know, the Giants being better at run stuffing. And I think it showed. And, you know, I think that's impressive. For what it's worth, I mean, I think a lot of these additions, and as much as I hate Gettledick, I don't like the guy. He needs to be gone, should have been gone. I will give it to him. He wasn't my top target in James Bradbury, but he has been absolutely, absolutely lights out. I mean, even today, Travis Fulgham, who has been lighting up the league in coverage by James Bradbury, 3 targets, 1 catch. I want to say it was 8 yards. You can't deny that. You know, you can't deny those stats because those are real. Those are really on the sheet. You know what I mean? And I couldn't be any more impressed by that. So, I mean, like I said, breaking down, I'm not just trying to tell everyone individual stats. What I'm saying is I think the status of this team, there's players who it's a dumb quote, but it's true. This is the best 2-7, well, not 3-7 team I've ever seen. And they're a good team. They're a unit of really young guys that if we can keep them together, they're going to be good. You know, they're going to be solid down the road. And it comes down to the point that, you know, does Daniel Jones stick around? Does the coaching staff remain? Because I think, to me, Joe Judge is one of the best coaches we've had forever. I think he has a way of getting the most of people that a lot of coaches in the league that have been doing this for 15 years can't do. And it's not even an assumption anymore. I watch it. You know what I mean? The players bought into the philosophy of what he was bringing. And they kind of started to fade on Gettleman's culture, in my opinion. It was more so, what do we have? And how can we come together? And, you know, yes, the losses were piling up and they still are there. But if you can make your team rally like that after starting out 0-5, 0-4, whatever we were, something is right. Something is right. And it doesn't start with Daniel Jones. I'm not going to lie to you. He's not the vocal guy. Stats aside, he's not the vocal guy. He's not the big captain, you know, rally everyone, rally the troops. That's not him. That's never going to be him. He's more so, you know, your leader, and you know that. But then you have someone like Joe Judge. Joe Judge is that leader. He demands the best out of you. If you don't give it to him, you will not play. And yes, his whole thing right now is, why are we doing the O-line rotation? That's not going to last all year. They're doing that because they want to see who truly is, in and out, the best guy for the position. And then especially if we start winning, that player will be solidified. I think that's pretty easy to understand, at least in my opinion. I don't see a way of doing the transition all year. If they can make it happen, cool. You know what I mean? I'm fine with it, and I have no issue with it. I just don't think that's something that sticks all year. I guess we'll have to see. But, no, as far as this game goes today, you know, it's funny, man. You always hear the same thing. We've won these games, and it's always the same thing you hear. Oh, it was the Eagles. Oh, it was the Redskins. Oh, whatever. I don't really care. I don't care if we beat the Ravens or the Redskins. A win is a win to me. You know, I'm not one of those guys that just wants to tank for a draft pick. I'm never going to be that guy. I think it's nice to have an early pick when your team just literally there's nowhere to go with it. But that's not the case with the Giants right now. And I don't see a team, a physical team, with the injuries factored in, that is better than them right now in the NFC East. I mean, keep in mind I said injuries factored in. Who's better? Because we got the Cowboys on their 3rd-string quarterback, damn near 4th. The Eagles are terrible. They just have too many injuries and too many issues. And the Redskins are let's not even go into it. So, excuse me, the Washington football team. So, I will say I don't understand how it would even be a competition down the road, but it may. It's going to be close, and it's going to come down to the last two games, but I don't think it should. So what I'm saying is I think this team is better than what we all believe. I'm impressed by them. I'm impressed by Joe Judge. I'm impressed by the entire coaching staff. I think the team that Joe Judge assembled is real, man. I think they're a group that can stick around for many years with different personnel, because when you allow yourself to be so versatile that you can have players in and out that are still as good as they're going to be every week, as good as the starter damn near, something's right. So, and I credit that, all of that, to Joe Judge and his coaching staff, really figuring out how to get the best out of players. I mean, all the way down to Alfred Morris. Yes, he does not light up the stat sheet, you know, 8 rushes for 34 yards today. Every time he goes out there, he's just a downhill great runner. I don't know, man. I just think it's impressive watching things like that. Jason Garrett on the same wave. You know, I gave him a lot of shit for the first 4 weeks. His play calling was vanilla. It was bland. It was terrible. It made no sense, and it never was going to make sense until it did. Today, I watched him do all kinds of trickery, all kinds of weird stuff that just made sense. And I think that if we started doing that from week one, this team would have a firm lead in the NFC East. Now, life is not about what ifs. It's never going to be about what ifs. So I don't know. I don't know if we would be have the same record, but based off the last 2 weeks, I think it's pretty clear that if we followed the philosophy that we've been using, this would clearly be a better record. Obviously, I know that sounds obvious, but so let's dive into the Eagles a little bit. What did we do to them? How did we handle them? Miles Sanders, you know, I know I was just going over the rushing, the run stuff. He did have 85 yards carrying today. Boston Scott ripped off that long touchdown. So yes, I know this is the wrong time to be talking about the Giants D-line being good at run stuffing, and I understand that, but keep in mind the 63 yards came from the one big run, and he stepped out of bounds. And the Miles Sanders, yes, they were 15 carries, but I believe he broke off a pretty long one too at one point, like 25 yards. So, you know, I'm happy with that. And like I said, the thing that I've highlighted and I'm going to continue to highlight that I just am so incredibly impressed about is Travis Fulgham. One reception for 8 yards. That's what it was. One reception, 8 yards. And this guy has been absolutely lighting up the league. Alshon Jeffrey didn't even have a catch. Nothing. That doesn't just happen. That doesn't just happen, and that comes with scheme, and that comes with putting the best player against the best player. So I'm just incredibly impressed with that. So realistically, what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not one of those guys that you're going to hear crying over a win. It doesn't make sense. It's never going to make sense. And if that's the mentality you have, then you might as well just change teams every time your team starts winning, because then obviously you're not enjoying what you're watching, and we don't want you anyways. So what are you doing here? So like I said, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up over this win. I'm fired up over the Redskins win, because I just feel like for the first time in a long time, this is a Giants team that I'm watching every week right now, and I'm not expecting a loss. I'm ready for it, and my heart's used to it, and it doesn't hurt anymore, but I don't expect it anymore. I don't know what it is. I think it's a lot of Joe Judge, and I think it's a lot of what he has provided for this team as far as how they rally around him again. But I don't expect to lose right now. And I think that's something that is sadly put special, because I forgot what that felt like with Eli Manning and, you know, the coach carousel for so long that it just makes sense now to kind of hang on. Now, I will say the second half shit has gotten old. I mean, they do absolutely in every way, shape, or form. The one thing that this coaching staff is not good at that it seems every other team has figured out is you cannot come out of the second half with the lead and keep the same game plan. You can't do it. And the problem is we do, the other team adapts, and then we're not ready for it. And we have to do it on the fly, and that ends up costing us the game. And we've seen that, I think, in now, what, 3 or 4 of them against stiff competition that we should have won. The last time we played the Eagles, it was Evan Ingram's drop. That wasn't the coach's staff's fault. The coaching staff's fault. That was Evan Ingram. But you get my point that they didn't change up the scheme. We shouldn't have had to be fighting that hard at the end anyways. It shouldn't have came down to that. So I think it's a long game. Literally and physically, you know, literally, physically, and mentally, it's a long game. But as far as today goes, man, I hope everyone that's still listening, or, you know, just in general, is as happy as I am, man. It feels good. You know, a good buddy of mine is an Eagles fan, and even, you know, he's saying the same generic response that we do. Yeah, I don't even care. Well, you do. I do, and you do. And if you're loyal enough to be listening to a podcast after this win, you do too. And, you know, that speaks volumes. So I think there's a long way to go, and I think this team is not necessarily a Super Bowl contender. I think it would be kind of ignorant to say that right now. I think that's incredibly early. Now, do I think they're a contender to win our division? Absolutely. Absolutely. At this point, yeah, because why wouldn't they be? Because right now, the biggest competition record-wise, even though it's pathetic, was the Eagles, okay? I don't see them at this point beating us again. Say we did play. I know, you know, you get what I'm saying. I don't see them beating us. I don't see where they do beat us. I don't see where the Cowboys would beat us again. I don't see where the Eagles would beat us. Washington football team would beat us. It doesn't make sense to me to sit here and act like any of these teams are a threat. But it's not about them. It's about the teams we play, obviously, and how we play against them. But man, like I said, hell of a win today. I think it was more than deserved. I think it was more than earned. And that, you know, there's the little things too that I want to talk about. Caden Smith is hands down the most unappreciated, well, one of the most unappreciated players on this team for no reason. His blocks are outstanding. You know, that Daniel Jones touchdown didn't happen without him. Austin Mack as well. There's just so many, that's what I'm saying is I hate the fans that just go look at stats after games and be like, oh, he played terrible, or oh, we need to trade him. Oh, he did nothing. You got to watch the game. You got to dive into it. And you have to understand that there's a lot more that goes into the game of football than just the statistical stuff. There's always going to be the unappreciated players. Even all the way to, I'll drop you all the way down to Elijah Penny, another guy. Obviously, no respect. A lot of teams don't even carry fullbacks anymore. And if they do, they're never in the game. We do, and we use them a lot. And I'm sure, you know, the people that don't watch a lot of Giants football don't even know who he is. They just look him up on the stats and be like, oh, who's that guy? No, you know, so today, I think today was a complete and utter team game. Even Riley Dixon with a 75-yard bomb of a punt for the damn brand, man. Like, everything clicked today, from special teams to offense to defense. Everything worked. And it has been so long since I have said that about this Giants team. So long, where I said everything today worked. I don't see an issue with anything that happened. And that's the God's honest truth. I don't see anything that happened today as a negative. I see it all as a positive. And I'm really excited going into, you know, we have a bye week coming up, which is great. And I feel like it'll be a good time for the players to kind of get some rest and go into the bye week 3-7 instead of going into the bye week, you know, demoralized. Like, I think a loss here and then a bye week would have really hurt. But that's not the case. You know, they get their week and, you know, the coaching staff gets their week. They can kind of recap where everything is. I think that's where you'll see a lot of permanent position changes. Depth changes. Because that's when you do that. And when we look right now and you sit back and you put it all in front and you go, okay, so what is attributed to us winning now? Yes, there's the obvious Daniel Jones stopped fumbling and stopped throwing picks. Fine, throw that away. What really has been helping us win? Is it the play calling? Is it the defensive scheme we're running? Is it the special teams? Is it the backup wide receivers that come in? Do they block better than the starters? What is it? What is it? Because to me, right now, what I see being the biggest factor of our winning is, yes, I think Gallman is good. But I think the biggest factor right now and the unsung MVP is Shane LeMoe. In every way, shape, or form. Shane LeMoe and Matt Peart. But when I say Shane LeMoe, I say that because him and Nick Gates. Because that center, that middle of the O-line has just been amazing. I mean, we hike the ball and Gallman just takes off up the middle. There's that gap. And that's why I'm saying every time LeMoe's in there, that happens. Whenever you put Hernandez back in there, it doesn't happen. And I think it's like simple math, okay? 1 + 1 is never going to equal 3. So why not keep it that way? And I'm starting to see, I think it's new to Jason Garrett. Yes, he was always calling plays, but there's a difference between monitoring everything as a head coach and focusing on one side of the ball. And I think we're seeing with him that he finally figured that out. And he was like, okay, so now I need to be serious and see what's helping, what's working, and what's not. And then let me use the shit that's working, bro. Like, let me do that. Let me go over there. Because I think he was just so content on trying all this shit, trying these new plays, trying. No. Stick to what works. That's why when Odell was here, he was so good at that slant, that same slant and blast off, that we did it like fucking 15 times a game because it worked. So that's my thing, is that's why you're going to continue to see what he did today. A lot of the same stuff, which is good. That's a good thing. Everything in life is different. And a lot of times, you know, doing the same thing over and over is not good. But that's good. Keep it like that, Garrett. Keep doing that, bud. We like it. So like I said, just more than content today. Victory Sunday feels good. Victory Monday feels good. It felt good last week. And I do genuinely believe that this is a team that is on the up. I mean, statistically, the youngest team in the NFL. So for what that's worth as well, that means there is a future with the guys that aren't good enough to stick around. Is Daniel Jones one of them? I don't know. Like I said, I was a very big Daniel Jones truther. I still am. And I have a lot of faith in him. And I'm not giving up on him. But like I said, I always will be the same Rob, same everything in YG. I'm going to call it out as I see it. In those games, it was his fault. I put it on my Twitter. If you follow it, you know, I did say very bluntly, I was like, look, I can't defend this. I can't keep doing that. Last 2 weeks, everyone that was talking all their shit kind of disappeared. So I don't know. That's how our franchise worked and works. And what I've always seen with this team is when we win, everyone's like, oh, yay. When we lose, you know, everyone says the same thing. But then stick to that side. Don't be the guy that bounces back and forth, and don't be the guy that I hate to see every year that we draft someone, you hate them, and then they tell me they're happy to be wrong, because nobody's happy to be wrong. So what I'm saying is don't be that guy right now. Take it as you will. Take it as we won a game. Don't worry about the draft, because Trevor Lawrence isn't happening anyways, period. Don't worry about it. All right, so now that that's out of the way, be happy for your team with a win. Stop being those people. Be happy with the win. Let's eat this. Let's eat a W, and let's move on. Let's go get some more. You know, we have a hard game. We have a hard stretch coming up. We've had a hard stretch. We had a very hard schedule. The NFC East did in general, and I think that's showing in our records. But this is not over. This is far from over. And this is a team that I truly, truly believe at this point right now will come out on top of this division. And that's a bold statement. Usually, but with how the records are, it's not impossible, and it's the furthest from impossible. And all they got to do is just keep playing the brand of football that they did today, and they're going to be just fine. So I'm proud to be a Giants fan. I'm proud to bleed blue. I always will be. The ones that are here in the bad times deserve the best ones, and today, man, take the win, enjoy it. We all are the biggest Giants fans you'll ever meet, so, you know, talk your shit, enjoy it, back it up, and you know, look, at the end of the day, it's always bleed blue, man. Forever and always. I'm thankful to be a Giants fan. I'm thankful you guys hang out with me. I'm thankful you guys listen to me. I'm thankful you waited so long. I'm thankful that, you know, we even have football right now. So view that as well. But like I said, the Giants, in my opinion, for what it is worth to you, this is a team on the up, not the down. And I think we're going to see a lot more winning football coming after this bye week. So let's hope for that. Let's hope for the best. Let's keep sticking together. Let's keep rocking. Let's keep rolling. And as always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, which will not be 4 months from now, bleed blue. And just on a really quick side note, guys, I will say, especially because I'm getting back into it, if the podcast is something you enjoy, if you enjoy listening to me, the reviews on Apple, man, mean the world. I think the show's at a 4.5 right now. It means the world. So if you can save, you know, spend 5 minutes of your time, 5 minutes, 50 seconds, 40 seconds, 30 seconds of your time doing that, it would mean the absolute world. And if you want to, there's always an option to be a monthly donor. That is incredibly optional. Both are incredibly optional. But if you do either, thank you so much. Make sure you let me know so I can recognize you. And as always, again, have a great day. Bleed blue.